Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Thanks for tuning in today. We are joined for a mentoring session with my husband, Matthew Foley. Hi, honey.
Hi, Nancy.
Yes, we are both braving, as Brené Brown from CourageWorks.com would say, by putting ourselves in a position of vulnerability and taking risks to share our life journey in a new way. How does that sound?
Sounds like something you would say, honey.
All right. Well, I'm hoping from today that we can have some fun and learn something new about each other. I really, I like all the new things we try, and some things work better than others. And so we're putting ourselves out there for the listeners so they get to know us a little better.
Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
Tired.
What else?
I have more empathy for the people that you've been interviewing. As now I'm sitting in the hot seat myself.
Okay. Good. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself so they get to know you?
Well, I'm 47, so Nancy and I have been married for 15 years. I work for Hennepin County. I've been doing that now for 11 years. And I'm a real estate attorney. I'm a deputy title examiner, deputy examiner of titles for Hennepin County. And Nancy and I have one daughter, Olivia, and she's an eighth grader. And we live in Golden Valley. We live a block from where I grew up. My mom still lives a block away from us. And let's see, I enjoy knitting. And we'll pull out some more later as we go.
Okay, that sounds great. And I was in business when we met. So I had We Mentor. I had started in 1992, and you and I met at a friend's wedding in 1995. And I'm just wondering from your perspective.
97, dear.
Oh. Was it really 97? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
96. Excuse me. Fall of 96. We were close, both of us, so.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Fall of 96. Okay. So we got that figured out. That's good. Yeah. So what did you think when you found out that I own my own business?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're dating, you know, I've teased other people about this too. It's not actually not about the business part, but just about how, you know, the things about with your spouse that seem really charming and interesting when you're dating, because it's different than what you would do. You know, once you get married, you really wish that your spouse was exactly the same as you. So, you know, the things that are like, well, that's just so, you know, that person's so interesting because they're just a free spirit. And if you're not a free spirit, once you get married, you don't want them to be a free spirit anymore either. So, you know, the business part, I don't know. It was just part of what you were doing at the time. And, okay. I mean, you know, that's, you know, you were making a living doing that. And I was just clerking for some judges at the time and looking for work after that. And, you know, we just kind of took it from there.
Yeah. It's turned out pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think, if we just talk about our relationship, I feel like we're really compatible. And I think we have really great communication, and I like the way we work through conflict. What's your perspective?
Well, my perspective would be that you help us to work through conflict. And I don't even know if there'd be large, you know, conflict issues, but you certainly make sure that we address them before they become larger issues. And I mean, I told you today in the car, I mean, that, you know, there's sometimes you will pin Olivia and I down and expect us to open up about our feelings about certain events or, you know, what are we looking forward to doing today? And Olivia is a lot like me, and both of us would just prefer to not answer those questions and just pull the covers over our heads. So I think what we were talking about, what, the holidays, right? What are we all looking forward to about Christmas?
Yeah, and what you know, wanted to do.
Holidays
yeah.
are tough for me, so I'm just looking to get from Thanksgiving to New Year's as quickly as possible.
Yes. But we had fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, you know, the sense of humor helps. Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Every day. What would you like to say about, like, over the years, you've really now been very involved in the operational end of We Mentor. You help out with the bookkeeping, and you just make sure that I've got everything, my T's crossed, my I's dotted.
Well, I mean, sort of. You know, I'm good at organizing, so I've got good organizational skills, and you know, I have a clean desk. You have a messy desk. It just is, and so, you know, I don't dig for stuff on your desk, but that's just what it is. And so, when it came to the bookkeeping, that was probably more my alley than yours. It's not something that you enjoy doing,
right?
And I don't necessarily enjoy it either, but I'm, you know, I can just do it without it bothering me too much. I know recently we worked through some like edits of some text for your new website, and I mean, I'm really not that involved on a daily basis, and I still look to you to ask me, you know, would you, Matthew, would you please help me with this stuff?
Yeah.
And I think that's always been a struggle for both you and I.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, you know, when do I step in and, you know, are you open to my suggestions? And when will you be, you know, when are you in a spot to be open to my suggestions? And, you know, whether I want to get involved or not. So, go on.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right with the push and pull and trying to figure out. You know, I'm very independent, so I like to move on things, and the least amount of people I have to talk through to get things moving in a certain direction, I always go that route. But I think what's been really helpful too is you and I have been really good with having money meetings. Remember the year before we got married, we went through Ruth Hayden's book, For Richer, For Not Poorer, a money book for couples.
Yeah.
And Ruth Hayden used to come to, well, she was a speaker at one of my monthly synergy sessions, and I used to sell her books. And when I would meet with her and I told her, like, the year that we were getting married, that we went through the entire book and that we had, you know, we're having these weekly meetings and I think we're getting our marriage started on a really good point. And she said that she was shocked because very few people go through the book and really do every exercise.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Yeah,
it did. There was a lot of, you know, no fun Sundays is what we would call them. But, you know, it was good to do.
And, yeah.
And, you know, your family of origin, where you come from, will dictate your attitudes about money.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not, those are things that you don't really talk about when you're in the process of dating.
Right.
You know, I think the big issues that people face after they get married are not discussed when they are dating.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about, like, well, you know, we're compatible. We both want three kids. But you haven't really worked through the issue of, like, well, what if you can't get pregnant? Well, then what are you going to do then? You know, are you both open to adoption or not, or anything else? And the same thing with money. I mean, is there were some big issues around the time that Olivia was born with your business and what direction were we going to be going with you as the mom and me working. You know, you still have been for years working out of the house, and at that point you were really trying to make a push for your business, and Olivia was on her way. This was just a few months before she was born. And
I had four people.
Yeah.
That I was were
that you
working.
Were employing at the time.
And I said, we either need to reach these goals or everybody's going to be out of a job except for me.
Yeah. So the business part would flow into our personal financial discussions, but not necessarily. I mean, it was our personal stuff was always a little bit different, separate. Both of them were separate.
Yeah.
So go on.
Yeah. Well, and I think with Ruth Hayden's book, it helped us to kind of build a way to slowly trust each other and form a way to communicate about money and put a structure in place so we could talk about it. Because you and I both had different money training. You're more of a saver. I'm more of a spender. I don't feel like I need as much, you know, put away to make decisions, you know, you do. And so we had to really do a lot of talking about how to get more toward the middle. And I always have these grandiose ideas and they don't always make sense, or they're not really, you know, when we figure them out on paper or have a lot of conversations about them, they're not really practical for our lifestyle or the direction that we're going to go. And I feel like that's where the communication really helps, where we talk about it and figure out where we need to compromise and come together more so that whatever decisions are made, we can actually do them.
Yeah. You are more of a risk taker than I am. You know, think about, like, remember when I had the apartment when we were dating, right? And I knew that that we were going to get married, and I didn't put any money into that place at all, right? The TV was on the box that the TV came in.
And then,
right, I had that air mattress, right?
As my air
friends,
mattress?
Yeah, one of my friends said that, you know, it looks like a serial killer lives here. So, yeah, certainly more, I'm more of a saver. You're more of a risk taker, and you do have, you do go from one idea to another much more than I do. And, you know, I'll obsess over, you know, a $5 purchase on eBay, whether I should do it or not, or should I just, you know, save the money for the family. It's not like we have a large savings account right now. But, you know, even recently, though, we've had, you know, we still have to work through our different opinions about how to, you know, with money. Like we just did recently to figure out, like, putting
cash
aside
flow.
More money aside for Olivia's
education. Yeah.
And I had one viewpoint and you had another.
Yeah.
And you weren't going to budge until, you know, I think, walks help. Walks and talking about things. And you actually, you know, if you talk about, like, our communication and, you know, working through conflict, there was that one year when we were both running the chess club, and that was a year that I wanted to put the sheets over my head and bury my head in the sand, and you were really concerned about what were we going to have for a game plan every Friday afternoon. And so we would spend, you know, we went for walks every morning before I'd go to work. And, you know, discussing how we were going to run the chess club that Friday. And if we didn't do that, it wouldn't have been successful. So, but again, it
Thanks,
was you
honey.
That was initiating the discussions.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think over the years, when I float a new idea past you, you take a breath and you sit with it a little bit longer than you used to before saying no.
Yeah, and I don't know if I say no as much as you just come to that conclusion on your own. I mean, you're the type of person that doesn't want to hear no from anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, it really works best for you to figure that out on your own.
I see.
So then I end up just keeping my mouth shut, which is fine. I mean, it's just that listening is a huge part of a relationship, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, as somebody told me recently, right, you can either be a dream killer or a supporter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You've been very supportive with this We Mentor Mondays with Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going well so far. All right. Is there any other area you want to delve into?
Is that the last question? Is this, you have a script there?
Well, I have a few questions.
Okay, go on.
But I think they're kind of being answered as we're sharing some stories here.
Okay. No, I don't know what you want me to talk about, so I'll keep going.
Okay. What are the benefits of me being in business for myself with our marriage?
Well, the benefits are on a personal level. The benefits have been that you've always been here with Olivia. I mean, I look at this more as the benefits that I see for your business, for us as a family, have been not the income that the business has generated, but the flexible time schedule that you have, the ability to do things during the day that we need to have done, that would have to be done after work instead. Having dinner together every night at 5 o'clock when I get home from work. Being here for Olivia when she gets on the bus every day. So now she's an eighth grader, so that's been since kindergarten. Even before that, when she was just doing daycare a few days a week. And, you know, the fact that my mom's a block away and you spend time with her. You have found a way to be fulfilled enough with your business over the years that I think that you found somewhat of a middle ground between being a mom and a spouse and a daughter-in-law here and a business owner, that you've been able to make work. Although I think that the business stuff always does come back, and that's something that you wish that you could get really taking off, but then there would just be compromises in other directions.
Yeah, I feel like I never have enough time to in my business.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we can't do it all. We can't have it all the time. So, yeah, there are compromises along the way, and it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. All right. I think we're good.
Good.
There might be another time where I might ask you to join us again. But I really, really appreciate you talking with our listeners and having them have a chance to get to know you a little bit. And I learned a few other things about you today.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think you're doing good work, Nancy.
Thanks, honey. I appreciate that. I love you very much.
Yeah, I love you too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.